The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe with your host, Shalene Johnson.
Today, I'm going to give you my best tips for every single social media platform there is, and you must be doing these tips, and if you're not, you're going to have a very tough time growing your business. Hi, my name is Shalene Johnson, and I am a New York Times bestselling author. I am the co-creator of several business academies, the Smart Success Academy, the Virtual Business Academy, Marketing Impact Academy, and Instagram Impact. That is a program I've created specifically to help people grow their Instagram. We're going to go through all the big daddies with just a few exceptions, and the ones that I'm going to skip are the ones that I don't use. And FYI, you don't have to use all social media platforms. You really do not. But if you're going to be in social media, you need to make sure that people can find a way to get back to your website. And I'm not a fan of sending people on a wild goose chase when they're like, oh, that was really good. That was interesting. I like her. And then trying to figure out where they can find out more. I personally think that people stay where they're at. My point is, most people, once they fall in love with a certain social media platform, they tend to stay there. They'll check out some of the other ones, but they usually, and I'm sure this is probably true for you as well. If you're on Facebook and someone's like, hey, check me out on Periscope, and so we don't go back. It's like when you try on a dress, but it's like when you try something on, you're like, oh, I really like this. And you say to the sales clerk, I'm going to check a few more places and then I'll be back. You never go back. If you don't do it while you're there, it's not going to happen later. You just don't do it. That's why the number one rule in sales is that you want people to take action in that moment. You need to create a reason, a reward for them to take action now. And the same is true in social media. So my preference is, instead of sending somebody to another social media site, which is not very likely, if I'm going to send them someplace, I want to send them to my website. Don't want to send people on a wild goose chase. You want to send them where they need to go. It's just not polite. People don't have time. Why send them around and around circles? So I'm going to give you my best tips on each one of the social media platforms on how and where and why you need to do this. So let me first start with Instagram. Now on Instagram, you will see that my personal Instagram account, I believe, has around close to 400K followers. I lost 100,000 when I was hacked. Yes, I had my life hacked in June. A big old hack. It was terrible. It's really one of the reasons why I created the Virtual Business Academy, because anybody can and should expect to get hacked if they're not taking the proper precautions to set up their virtual life. I mean, your content is like everything. And so I lost 100,000 followers on Instagram, but I have nearly a million in total. So I have my own account. I have a fashion account, a business account, a motivation account, a workout account, a social media account, an Instagram tip account. So these are all accounts that give specific content that is very niche related. So in other words, on my fashion account, I'm not assuming that people who are going to my fashion account are at all interested in fitness. I'm not assuming that people who are going to my fitness account are at all interested in social media tips. So they're all little niche markets. That's my first tip to you on Instagram. You need more than one account. And all the accounts that you have should be niched, kind of like a magazine, so that the people who are following it are like, oh, cool, I came here specifically for cute pictures of cats, or awesome, I came here specifically for everyday outfits, or cool, I came here specifically for paleo recipes. So you create little teeny tiny niches in all of these Instagram accounts, and they don't have to be your content. They don't even have to be your name. So there are some accounts that I own, and I've taught many of my students to do, that you don't even know that it's my account, but they have hundreds of thousands of followers. Now, this is great because it allows you to feature other people's great content. It allows you to highlight other people. And it doesn't force you to constantly create new content. Now, what is the advantage of doing that? Well, the advantage of it is it's more eyeballs. And so based on whatever it is I might be offering, I can go, okay, you know what? This might relate to the Instagram account that I have for social media, or this might relate to the Instagram account that I have for motivation. And then I'll put a link in my bio. The link in your bio needs to go back to whatever freemium you currently have available. Facebook. Here's my number one tip for you when it comes to Facebook. If you're trying to build your business, you must use your like page exclusively. And I know you're going to stomp your feet and argue with me and say you're wrong. And I'm sure there are exceptions. But 98% of the people who are watching, who are listening, who own a business, you should be using your Facebook like page and not your personal profile. You are at risk of being shut down. You don't have the analytics, the statistics, the advertising advantages. You are at a complete disadvantage by using your own personal page. It's like the difference between having a business and having a garage sale, for real. You've got to use your like page. And the way to grow your like page is to stop using your personal page. If you check out my personal page on Facebook, it's facebook.com/Chalene Johnson. And when you go there, you will see it says, this page is closed. Now, there's technically no real way to close your Facebook personal account, but you can create a banner. You're going to use Canva to create a graphic that says, this page is closed. Find me at, and you go to facebook.com/Chalene. And that is my like page. I was just like, what? I have 5,000 people on my personal page. It doesn't make any sense for me to not use it. And just like you, I went kicking and screaming. I'm like, it's going to take me forever. How do I get people over there? People aren't used to it. People keep going to my personal page. This isn't going to work. How do I build it from nothing? And now I think we're at 800,000 on Facebook. It takes time, but you can't keep both going at the same time because then there is too much confusion. Then people don't know where to go to find your great content. Use a like page. So for those of you who are curious as to how to get more attention to your like page because you've tried and it doesn't get any traction and it's really frustrating, it's really, really discouraging. Well, I need to tell you that's because you've got to train people to look for your stuff on your like page, number one. Number two is you've got to be creative about this. On Facebook, what we do know is that video is king. If you're going to build your like page, video, 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 funny video, prime your Facebook page. Now, if you don't know what priming your Facebook page means, I want you to listen to that episode of Build Your Tribe, because in that episode, I tell you exactly how to blow up the algorithms on your Facebook like page by using my video techniques. It works. It's awesome. It doesn't even have to be your videos. Pretty cool. Pinterest. Many people don't know that your Pinterest shouldn't just be about you. Your Pinterest should be subdivided based on the categories which are of interest to you and which kind of relate to things that you do in business or not. So if you go and check me out on Pinterest, you're going to see the most organized Pinterest board you've ever seen in your whole life. You're going to be like, oh, this is pretty. And for those of you with everything like visually appealing, you're going to be like, oh, ooh, I want my sock drawer to look like this. This is how I want to organize my tennis shoes. Like, it's pretty and it's easy to look at and it's easy to find things. So go look at my Pinterest page. But here's the main thing I want you to know about Pinterest is each and every pin, if you will, or photo goes directly back to a freemium. So I don't just pin random pictures. I go back in and I update the description, and the description includes a link back to a freemium. Now let's talk Twitter. Here's my number one tip for you on Twitter, and that is this. It's frequency. If you are just tweeting a couple of times a day, nobody's on Twitter just looking for your stuff. We go on Twitter, we look to see what's going on right then and there, and then we leave. So it's out of sight, out of mind. If you've tweeted 5 hours ago and then I just go on Twitter, I'm not gonna see your tweet unless, of course, you've added me. That's why it's really important that you have so much content. And yes, you can put it on repeat by scheduling it in Hootsuite. But most importantly, keep in mind that anything with an image is going to do way better than just words or text. So when you have an image, use that opportunity to link it back to a freemium, Periscope, every single time you get on Periscope, what you want to do is tell people how they can get in touch with you outside of Periscope, where they can learn more, where hopefully you can give them something. Give them the option of a free webinar or a free report or my free checklist or something. Like, be of service, and then most importantly, tell people how they can continue the relationship. So they're not just showing up to be like, oh, she's funny and interesting. I wonder how I can learn more. You shouldn't leave them wondering. You should tell them how they can learn more. Give them something. The likelihood of somebody getting off a Periscope and going to check me out on my website is like so small. I mean, it happens. I want to give people a reason why. I want to give them incentive. I want them to go, that sounds really good. She knows her stuff on Instagram. She's talked on Brendon Burchard's stage, Jeff Walker's stage, at Social Media Marketing World. She's done countless podcasts with anybody you can think of who's a social media expert on the topic of growing your business on Instagram. So she obviously knows what she's talking about. I would like that free report. And that's how you create a freemium that is irresistible, where people are like, that sounds really good. Now, if you're creating a freemium or a free gift or a report that is like, that's cool, but I don't really need it, then that's not a freemium that works. You want to give people something that is interesting, irresistible, too good to be true, and other people are probably charging for it and you're giving it to them for free. YouTube. And my tip for you on YouTube is this. Keep your videos short until you've earned the right to make them longer. Take a look at your statistics. On absolutely every single video, you will see viewership goes after about a minute. And at the 2 minute mark, if you can hold on to them longer than 2 minutes, you got something gold going on. Like, you must be good. 2 minutes would be great. 1 minute's great. You earn the right to go longer. So once people know you're good for it, then they'll tune in a little bit longer. But in the beginning, you've got like a car chase. Like, you know, when you walk into a movie and you sit down, you're like, oh, whoa, whoa. Like, if you're me and you're in the movie theater and you're next to Brett, who hates this, I'm like, what's happening? Why are they driving so fast? Where are they going? And he's like, Chalene, I just got here too. Okay, can we watch the movie and figure this out? You've heard the term before, cut to the chase. That's what that term comes from. Cut to the car chase, like cut to the chase scene. And that's what you want to do in your videos, is grab their attention from the very first moment that they land there. Short videos, cut to the chase. Make sure that you are using every single time a killer thumbnail that you create in post. And where do you create that? That's right, Canva. You create it in Canva. So create in Canva a thumbnail that's captivating. One of the people who did this better than any other account that I've ever seen in my entire life is Body Rock TV. They kind of like dominated YouTube in fitness. They created these little YouTube thumbnails that were legendary. It was always like basically a body shot and then like crazy amazing abs. And they weren't actually any of the images that were in the video, but they were still like really, really good. And it was still a great workout video. And the girl had like an amazing body. That's what really changed the game. Now people look for captivating thumbnails. So don't select from the choices that they give you. Create it separately on Canva, or have your virtual assistant create it for you at $3 an hour. The very first thing before the description of your video should be a link back to either your freemium or your website. Again, you're sending people to the place where they can learn more about you. These are the things that you need to make sure. They're just a few steps, but if you make sure that you've got these bases covered on all of your social media platforms, dude, you're golden. Then even if you're not hanging out there, even if you're not very often, do I find you any place other than Facebook, or it's rare that you're on Pinterest, or you're never tweeting anymore, at least you have your bases covered. At least then you know everybody who shows up on that platform, even if you're not there, they know where to find you. And you've likely given them a gift, a freemium. Ladies and gentlemen, those are my top tips for the big dog social media platforms. This episode has been sponsored by CourageousConfidenceClub.com. It's a club that I've created specifically to help people who struggle with confidence and insecurities and social settings and just standing up for themselves, being yourself and feeling good about it. All of us could benefit from having more confidence. I'd love for you to just experience a taste of it. So please be my guest by going to ShaleenJohnson.com/confidence tips. Now, if you don't feel like writing that web address down or remembering to go there later, all you have to do is, while you're listening from your phone, send me a text message. The number is 949-565-4337, and that is for U.S. residents. Then just send me the word confidence, and I will send you access to this video. This video will help you to eliminate self-doubt and just feel more confident in any situation, whether it's work or personal or just your social interactions. Every one of us can benefit from having more confidence. There you'll submit your email address and I will immediately send to your inbox my latest training video where I teach you step by step how to feel more confident in just about any social setting. I think you'll find this incredibly useful, whether it's business or personal or just in your everyday interactions. Confidence is something that makes life easier. It helps you to raise more confident, self-efficient children. It allows us to speak our mind, to stand up for ourselves, to do the things that otherwise we are paralyzed by fear, and we just allow our own thoughts to stop us. By learning how to overcome self-doubt and fear of success, you can become that confident person that others are attracted to. The person you want to be, the person you deserve to be, the person you know is inside of you. So thank you for checking out my free tools by going to ShaleenJohnson.com/confidence tips.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.